It's who's your chiropractor, because everybody is going to chiropractors because they are realizing that it is indisputable that a healthy spine and nervous system is essential to a healthy, long life.
Welcome to the 100 Year Lifestyle Podcast, dedicated to you and your loved ones living at 100% for 100 years and beyond. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Plaster.
Welcome, everybody, to the 100 Year Lifestyle, where we are transforming health and longevity worldwide so that you and your loved ones can live at 100% for 100 years and beyond. And super inspired for this issue, this podcast. We're going to be talking about the journey, the chiropractic journey from persecuted to essential. It is a very relevant story, no matter what your belief system is about the chiropractic industry or holistic care or natural care or the body's ability to heal itself. It doesn't matter, because when you hear this story and you understand this story of from persecuted to essential, I think you're going to wake up. I think you're going to be inspired. I think you're going to be equipped. I know you're going to be equipped to talk about this concept and principle of what's going on in the world right now from a historical perspective. You will become very clear about the political medicine, the political establishment, and what it does to anybody that talks, speaks differently about pharma and the juggernaut that they are ubiquitously trying to impact the world by getting as many people as possible on drugs without testing, without science, true science. And you're going to see how this is not a new situation, that this has been happening literally for at least a century and a half. And so I want to go back, way back, because when you look at the history of the chiropractic industry, in 1895, D.D. Palmer gave an adjustment to Harvey Lillard, who was a deaf janitor, and he saw something on his back. There was a bump on his back. D.D. Palmer evaluated him and adjusted him, and he regained his hearing. And everybody started talking about it. But what nobody's talking about, when you look back on the history of chiropractic, and you see how he has been, D.D. Palmer has been talked about in the past as a fishmonger or a magnetic healer. And, you know, back then, these were how people, naturopathic remedies and holistic remedies were really a big deal. And the problem was that in the 1870s and the 1880s, there was a really bad public health issue in the big cities, especially on the East Coast. Sanitation was not good. Public health was not good at all. And at the time, you had people like, there was a French chemist and microbiologist, Louis Pasteur. He introduced what has come to be known as the germ theory of disease. And he said that germs cause disease. And that was his premise. And he would find germs on sick people, sick bodies, sick animals, find germs, blame the germs. And it was clear to him that, hey, germs cause disease. Well, Robert Koch, also at the time, he was a microbiologist and a physician, German physician, and he was formulating postulates on modern bacteriology. And at the same time as that was going on, which didn't get the attention as the germ theory, but it was born at that same time, you had people like Claude Bernard and Antoine Bacamp, who were also scientists who developed and expanded upon what they called the terrain theory, which is that it wasn't about the germ, that it was about the host. And at that same time, it was around 1895, D.D. Palmer, because the terrain theory said that a healthy internal environment can innately handle the various pathogenic microorganisms that come its way. And D.D. Palmer, he said, you know what? He asked a question. He said, I wanted to find out why. It was always intriguing to me why two people sitting at the same table, one would get sick and one wouldn't get sick. They're breathing the same air. They're eating the same food. Many cases, they had the same genetics from the same parents, from the same grandparents, and one would get sick and one wouldn't get sick. And so these were terrain theory questions that ended up getting squashed by the political medicine groups that were growing at the time, funded by the elites of the time. And they basically took over political medicine, which is going to become an important part of the story. Before I continue with this story, and I do get fired up about it because the history has been so skewed by the politics and by the governance and by the money, the big money, that we're always concerned that people would find out about the body's innate ability to heal itself and the body's self-healing, self-regulating qualities. They didn't want to talk about it. And the reason why I'm talking about it now, chiropractic just had a birthday, number one. And number two, Masters of Health magazine, you have to subscribe to this magazine, mastersofhealthmag.com. It's mastersofhealthmag.com. Subscribe to it. And we have an article on the chiropractic journey from persecuted to essential in the October issue. It just hit number one on the digital virtual newsstand. We're super excited about it. And we wanted to give it to you some backstories to what was going on, even more than what the article describes. But the article is fantastic. You have to get it, read it, share it with everybody that you know, because there's so many prehistoric beliefs, I call them, from people that don't understand the history, don't understand the persecution that happened way back. And so it's important that they understand that none of that was true. A lot of that persecution was true. It was completely false. And you'll see how it unfolded over the years. What was really cool about D.D. Palmer is he saw the success that he was having. People started talking about what happened with Harvey Lillard. People started talking about the other patients that he was seeing. And he got super excited about this concept that he called chiropractic. He actually got together with a friend of his, a reverend named Samuel Weed, and they named chiropractic this discovery that he had. They named it chiropractic because it was translated from Greek. It's done by hand. And he translated it, got it out to the world, named it, started teaching it, and it started to grow like crazy. It ended up becoming, because his name was D.D. Palmer, he started chiropractic, Palmer School of Chiropractic. This is way back in 1896. Well, one of the first graduates of that school was B.J. Palmer, which was his son. And B.J. Palmer just fell in love with the principles. He wanted to take these principles of chiropractic, formulate them, study them. And from 1906 to 1949, they would go on to write a series of books. D.D. Passed away early on. He didn't make it to all of those editions, but up through 1949, B.J. Palmer published 46 books, the Green Books, they were called. And the first one that he wrote in 1906 was called The Science of Chiropractic, Its Principles and Adjustments. What's really cool when you understand the growth of chiropractic, there was no advertising by them at this time, very minimal advertising at this time. It became a grassroots movement. It was an organized effort undertaken by a group of individuals, initially in and around Iowa, Davenport, Iowa, who sought and fought for the right to give people a healthy alternative to available healthcare, which was strictly allopathic at the time. It was germ theory only at the time. And so because they were persecuted and this young group of chiropractors wanted to give the public a choice, because they really grew because of a lot of medical failures. Their cases that responded were medical failures. People that didn't respond, they would go to chiropractors and they would start to respond. And so it grew like crazy. And so healthcare freedom has been in the chiropractic profession's DNA since its inception, and it is still in our DNA today in 2022. And so what was also interesting around this time was that on January 2nd, 1903, in a publication called the Newark Advocate, a piece entitled The Edison Wizard, Thomas Edison, the famous inventor who was also living around that time, he was concerned about the state of healthcare, and he made a famous quote in this article, and he said, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease." And I call it a light bulb of an idea. And this light bulb of an idea still burns very brightly in the hearts and minds of many holistic people, the entire holistic world, especially chiropractors and other healers, even more brightly than it did back then. The challenge for the chiropractic industry at the time, and again, follow the history here, is they had to experience, because they were not organized, political medicine was getting much stronger with the backing of the billionaires of the day, who were taking over the medical schools. They were taking over the osteopathic schools. They were pretty much wiping out the naturopathic schools and anybody that wasn't into the pharmacology, because their goal was to make pharmacology ubiquitous in the world, to dominate the healthcare market. So these individuals were courageous. They sacrificed and they faced a lot of personal hardship. But here's what I love about the history is they did not abandon their values. They did not cave. They had a commitment to their patients and to counter the medical politics to counter the grassroots growth of the chiropractors, they started arresting chiropractors for this new law that was put in place, practicing medicine without a license. And it led to many chiropractors. Where do you hear the numbers? I'm going to tell you the numbers in just a second. Many of the chiropractors for practicing medicine without a license, Dee Dee Palmer went to jail. And it was interesting. When they asked Dee Dee Palmer when he was in jail, they said, why don't you just pay the fine? And Dee Dee responded. He said, I am not in a cell, not in a jail cell, for lack of principle, P-A-L, financial principle, but for an abundance of principle, integrity, P-L-E, principle. And so Palmer said he was practicing chiropractic, not medicine, which is one of the reasons, as you fast forward into the future, that chiropractic never got absorbed. We chose to stay separate, and we chose to stay separate and distinct as a profession, which is really good for the world, and it's been great for our industry. When you look at this attack that Dee Dee Palmer was under, despite these attacks and other hardships, the momentum really began to build as more and more chiropractors started to grow. There was, over a period of 15 years, 30 more chiropractic schools opened. Each one attempted to develop its own identity. And BJ Palmer became literally the rock, the anchor of the chiropractic world, developing the philosophy, the science, the techniques, and the technology behind his father, Dee Dee Palmer's work. And he was also an entrepreneur. So when he took over the college, he started to really advertise radio, seminars, politics, created all kinds of chiropractic's own politics, which became super important. And this happened over a period of time in the early 1900s into the mid-1900s. And it really made the organized medical establishment mad because they could not control the growth of chiropractors. So they began to really go crazy arresting chiropractors. And think about this number for a minute. In the first 30 years, the chiropractic profession's existence, there were more than 15,000 prosecutions of chiropractors, of which about 20% resulted in incarceration. What's really interesting and neat, if you go to Life University in Marietta, Georgia, it's right now, I believe it's the largest chiropractic school in the world. They have beautiful campus in Marietta, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta. And they have, as a feature monument, they have a clock tower when you first approach the school. And the base of the clock tower is built as a jail cell with all the names of the chiropractors that went to jail, many of them multiple times for practicing medicine without a license. And they never caved. They never caved. They didn't give in. In fact, they would be in jail and their patients would go to the jails and they would bail out the chiropractors and they would line up to get adjusted. The chiropractors would adjust all the inmates. And it's just an amazing part of our story about how we became a profession that was completely grounded in these healing principles that we have found and that we learned along the way. And so the chiropractors started their own political campaigns. And over the years, in spite of the persecution that continued to happen, in 1907, the chiropractors won their first case in the state of Wisconsin. And from 1913 to 1974, they worked hard politically to get licensure in all 50 states. And their grassroots movement, because of the amount of patients that grew and grew and satisfied patients grew and grew, that they fought with the chiropractors to get chiropractors licensed. It's such an amazing part of our story and our history. Another thing happened along the way that I think is important because people ask about the research, you know, where's all the research? And there's tons of research that supports chiropractic today. But what happened way back, because chiropractors were spending all this time and energy and money creating the politics, trying to fight the medical slander, medical abuse that was happening through all of those years, staying out of jail, getting out of jail, that they did not have the money, the resources to put into research like we are getting today. We'll talk about that some more as this call goes on. And what did happen, though, is there were technical masters, technique masters, that would be studying their patients, studying their results, studying how to get sick people well, keep well people weller. It's not a word, but it is for today. And he would literally, that all these technique masters, people like Dr. Gonstead, Dr. Thompson, Dr. Pierce, Stillwagon, all these people, I can't get into naming all of them, Kale, Just so many different people. I probably shouldn't have mentioned any of them because there are so many of them. What they did was they developed new techniques. These are technique masters and healers that emerged. And because we were being persecuted, because we were under a microscope, we literally had to watch everything that we did, developing new techniques, an abundance of techniques that located and corrected vertebral subluxations, interferences to the function of the nervous system, how it affected the body, the brain, not just the spine, the organs and the systems. And what's really interesting when you study these gurus way back is that they would get in sometimes these friendly debates and sometimes some feuds because it was, hey, my technique is better than your technique. But why is this important to you? Why is this important to our history? Why is it important to the present? They developed a culture of healing, of figuring out all kinds of ways to get the body to function well, to heal, to function at its highest level for a lifetime, and watching the body miracle after miracle after miracle, which now, when you look at the chiropractic industry, there are so many different techniques and so many different strategies that it's not where, hey, you go to a chiropractor like it's a, you know, you shouldn't go to a chiropractor. It's not like that. It's just the opposite. It's like, not, hey, do you go to a chiropractor? It's, hey, who's your chiropractor? Because everybody in any city, any town where you have a lot of chiropractors where they've settled, like, for example, Atlanta, Marietta, Iowa, California, it's who's your chiropractor, because everybody is going to chiropractors. Everybody's going to chiropractors because they are realizing that it is indisputable that a healthy spine and nervous system is essential to a healthy, long life, period. Everybody can benefit from chiropractic checkups, regular chiropractic checkups through pregnancy, from the time babies are born. The birth process can be traumatic on the spine, and literally through every phase of life to 100 years and beyond. A big element of this chiropractic history leading up to today happened back in 1963 is when it started. The AMA, along with other medical groups, created a massive, focused slander campaign that was almost exclusively targeted against chiropractors. They called them quacks. They developed a committee on quackery, and they attacked them in the media, and they attacked them their schools, they attacked the public relations, they were behind trying to prevent licensure. And this happened from 1963 to 1976. So I think about this because I know people, even in my family, that they were tainted by this slander campaign. People that you know, maybe your grandparents, maybe your parents, that they were tainted by this slander campaign that was all based on a lie. It was. When you look at it from 1963 to 1976, that's 13 years. Excuse me. Yeah, 13 years. So those 13 years of lie after lie, billions of dollars worth of lies, organized effort of lies on the ground, effort of lies. And it wasn't until 1976 when they were challenged because a man named Chester Wilk, Dr. Chester Wilk, with a couple of other chiropractors and an attorney, where they filed lawsuits against the AMA and these other groups in 1976. And the reason why this is important was because this lawsuit, they were challenging, these doctors were challenging these, this giant, this juggernaut of legal, political, financial strength, and these tiny little gnats. They challenged them. And the lawsuit went on for literally 11 years. So it wasn't until August 27, 1987, when victory was won by the chiropractors and the AMA was found guilty in the United States District Court for having conspired to destroy the chiropractic profession. Now, this time period is really important because think about 1963 to 1976, that's 13 years right there. And then another 11 years before the lawsuit where they were found guilty. So that's another 11 years. So that's 24 years of lies, deceit, misinformation, public relations against the chiropractic industry, 24 years of relentless lies. And you say, Dr. Plasker, how do you know they were lies? Well, the evidence presented during the trial showed how the AMA and other defendants actively tried to eliminate the chiropractic profession by undermining chiropractic educational institutions. That was one thing that they did. They covertly did it. They hid evidence of the uses and benefits of chiropractic care. They undercut insurance programs for patients of chiropractors. They subverted government inquiries into the efficacy of chiropractic care. And it was also found that they participated in a large-scale disinformation campaign to discredit the chiropractic profession. So this is literally 24 years. And then the judge, when this went down, when the chiropractors won, what she said was, she said, unfortunately, the damage that's been done by this slander campaign will linger for decades. And they were right. And unfortunately, for so many people who could have been helped by chiropractors, whose parents, kids, grandkids could have been helped by chiropractic care, by having a healthy spine and nervous system. Come on. We are in the age where common sense is going to make a comeback, that it is absolutely true. It is essential to have a healthy spine and nervous system if you want to live an active, healthy, long life. And you are much better off not waiting until it degenerates, but keeping it healthy all along the way, from newborn babies, children, kids, families, everybody in between, athletes of all ages, shapes, and sizes, keeping your spine and nervous system healthy throughout your entire lifetime. And so what is very exciting is that once that lawsuit was settled, we got really a much needed boost, the chiropractic profession did, and colleges and associations began forming their own research teams to explore the more vitalistic, holistic, organic results that chiropractors were seeing in the field related to the correction of vertebral subluxations and keeping the spine and nervous system healthy for a lifetime, the brain, lifestyle care, athletic care, performance-based care, and so much more. And when you think of it in today's perspective, because we do have in today's world, because of the last 3 years of the insanity, I call it the ridiculousness. And what you see happening now is the germ theory, for the first time in over 100 years, is really being called into question. Because D.D. Palmer, when you think about that question that he asked, that timeless question that we write about, we have articles about it in on 100YearLifestyle.com, is he asked that question again, why two people sitting at the same table, eating the same food, breathing the same air, and one would get sick and one wouldn't? And it's really true. In light of these recent worldwide events, this question is even more important today. So more and more people are questioning the germ theory, and they're looking for help in supporting their body's innate intelligence, their innate immune system, to help make themselves stronger and less vulnerable. And you think about this innate intelligence inside with an artificial intelligence takeover looming. This questioning is so vital today. And so chiropractic care, chiropractors are offering this kind of support. And perhaps the most notable distinction between chiropractic care and allopathic care is working with the body's innate intelligence, self-healing, self-regulating qualities, and human potential. And so now, as more people shift their values in this direction, people are seeking out chiropractors in record numbers. And today there are 19 chiropractic schools, 20 more around the world, and 19 in the United States, 20 more around the world, and 70,000 chiropractors in the United States alone, 10,000 chiropractic students, and 35 million Americans under chiropractic care each year. And it is the safest, one of the safest professions out there, as indicated by professional liability companies. And when you think about this number, 70,000 chiropractors, I want to put that in perspective for you. We have 1.1 million medical doctors in the United States. We have 70,000 chiropractors, and everybody's got a spine and nervous system that needs to be healthy. We need more chiropractors, and we need more chiropractors that are understanding this vitalistic principle that is so important for the world today. And, you know, I'm blessed. I do a lot with chiropractic colleges around the world, and spoken all over the world to chiropractic colleges, chiropractic state associations, national associations, international associations. I do it regularly. And in addition to companies and organizations that want to create a culture of health and wellness, spend a lot of time there as well. What's interesting is I get to speak when I go to Life University every quarter, I address their prospective students and their families. And I look into their eyes and it's always a packed house. It's called Life Leadership Weekend. You can go to life.edu and learn about it. It's an amazing event. So I get to do that once a quarter, and to see the looks in the eyes of these kids and families who are super duper inspired about contributing to the world changing back, to get away from this polypharmacy, brain dead, just destroying people with untested long-term medication use. It is untested long-term medication use. And you see, unfortunately, the results of this untested polypharmacy long-term drug use. You see it with assisted living centers popping up all over the place. People are living longer than ever. They are not living better. They are taking medication, so many of them, for decades, and it's never been tested for decades. But you could see by these Alzheimer's care centers, these senility centers on every corner in every city and every town, just about, and where you're seeing these people that are just decaying because they didn't know they were going to live this long. So they didn't know how to take care of themselves to ensure quality of life as they aged. Well, we are getting this advance notice that our parents and grandparents never received. This is the 100-year lifestyle way, this vitalistic way to live at 100% for 100 years, keeping the body healthy, keeping the immune system healthy naturally, keeping the nervous system healthy, healthier foods, eliminating chemicals, getting rid of the chemicals in your house, the environment, these untested chemicals on long-term use that are causing so much sickness, illness, inflammation, all kinds of problems, neurological diseases, conditions that didn't exist on the planet years ago. We're coming up with new names for these conditions every day, not really understanding that it shouldn't be just about treating those people. We need to take care of those people, but we also need to make sure that we prevent this insanity from continuing. And it is indisputable that a healthy spine and nervous system are essential for a healthy long life. Everyone benefits from regular chiropractic checkups, and chiropractors around the country and around the world are taking the lead on this, because now, as the time has gone on, we are seeing these people that even the people that are living, for example, they're living healthier lifestyles where they're eating healthier, they're eating organic, they're exercising regularly, they're doing yoga, they're doing hyperbaric chambers, they're getting massaged, and they're doing Pilates and all these great things that are great for you. But they have neglected a lot of these people, the alignment of the spine, the function of the nervous system, the things that chiropractors take care of. And we are comparing people, like in our practice in Marietta, Georgia, for example, we are comparing, and we do compare 70-year-old, 60-year-old, 50-year-old, 40-year-old, 30-year-old people that have kept their spine and nervous system healthy chiropractically along the way with people that have not. And you could see that some of these people that have done everything right but ignore their spine and nervous system, their spines are deteriorating or have rotten away compared to the people that have kept their spine and nervous system healthy. And that just doesn't have to be. And I think a big part of it that is now being more and more understood as research comes out about how chiropractic care affects brain function, quality of brain function, and affects the organs and the systems and overall wellness, that we are realizing that the nervous system must be kept healthy, and it is not just musculoskeletal. The issues that can result from interference, subluxation, problems in the nervous system, they can be and often are systemic. So the profession is growing. We have overcome so many of this persecution that was going to jail, slander campaigns for 24 years. Think about that. If somebody talked bad about you, really bad about you for 24 years, and they were lying, and it took 24 years to discover that they were lying, what would you have to do to get your reputation back? Well, I got to tell you, what's really exciting about the chiropractic industry right now, as the profession grows in techniques, technology, and reach, chiropractors are often at the center of healthy, collaborative relationship with naturopathic doctors, functional health doctors, nutritionists, MDs, and even other chiropractors working together, which has benefited the sick, the suffering, the babies, kids, families, high-achieving athletes, and everyone in between. Chiropractic education is evolving. It is getting stronger. It is getting better. It is transforming, with several of the chiropractic colleges achieving university status, Life University being the first one, I believe, in 1996, and the largest one in the world. And these institutions are not only teaching technique, but they're teaching leadership. Because of the roots, the chiropractic roots that we have overcome and never wavered from our principle, these institutions are encouraging communication, research, informed consent, the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm, and conservative care first, which is why we are considered the safest, one of the safest on record with professional liability companies and carriers. So we are doing, modern chiropractic care has changed and includes pediatrics, family care, generational care, sports chiropractic, brain health, nutrition, injury care, wellness care, animal chiropractic, and so much more. And with support from most insurance companies reimbursing for Medicare, reimbursing for at least a portion of the care, many people, regardless of their insurance, choose to pay for it themselves because they know that the benefits are there, they are proven, and they can reduce medical expenses, keep themselves from getting sick. And we often tell people, you know, listen, there's only one thing in this crazy world that we are living in today. There's only one thing that you cannot afford. And that is that you cannot afford to get sick. And here's where it all comes full circle, my followers, friends. While to our patients and to the patients chiropractors have had, we have always been essential. We've been a grassroots movement. We have always been essential. But during the height of 2020 to 2023, one of the greatest challenging times in the history of this country, chiropractors were named essential healthcare workers by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. So we have always been essential from 1895 to today. We did not need that distinction. Who knows? Maybe one day, because we get too powerful, because we're growing like crazy, maybe they'll try to take it away. But listen, we will not let them take it away. You will not let them take it away, because we are essential. We will always be essential. And healthcare is going through some radical changes right now. We are facing daunting challenges with lies and deceit in the medical world. The scientific journals are being caught with all kinds of publishing of bad information, scientists fudging the science, conflicts of interest dominating the scientific world, the drug companies taking over all of that. And we're seeing a return to common sense, people waking up to the reality of the power of their innate intelligence, their body's immune system, nervous system, to adapt, to heal, to grow, to thrive 100%, as we say in the world of the 100-year lifestyle, to 80, 90, 100 years and beyond. We want 100% year one, year two, year three, year 10, year 20, 100% all along the way, 40, 50, 60, 70, all along the way, keeping your body functioning at 100% for a lifetime. Well, we are honored to be a part of that journey. And very fortunately for you and the world, the chiropractic journey continues, and the best is yet to come. So thank you for being with us. Please subscribe to mastersofhealthmag.com, Masters of Health Magazine, mastersofhealth.com, mastersofhealthmag.com. Download this issue, share this issue, the October issue. It is number one right now on this platform. We're super excited about that. We have to spread this word now. There is a window. That window is open. Let's burst through, help our friends, our families become healthy, function, thrive at their highest level for a lifetime, 100% for 100 years, because your 100 is coming, everybody. You make the call. Thank you for being a part of our family, our journey, and Dr. Eric Plasker, with all of you, with this big vision for you and humanity. Signing out. Thank you so much for joining us on the 100 Year Lifestyle Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have topics that you want us to cover, people you want us to interview, maybe you have some stories that you want to share, stories of yourself, loved ones, people in your life, we would love to hear from you and share your story. Please email us at my100@100yearlifestyle.com. And remember, nobody wants to get to 100, or even 50, 60, or 70 for that matter, crippled, broke, and alone. So please share the 100-year lifestyle, all of our
podcast, social media pages, website with your family, friends, and coworkers so they can take this journey with you. And until next time, adjust your lifestyle. Live your best life today and every day on the road to a sensational century.